Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious. And that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Well, in this case, good evening, because it's just after 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or just after 2 hours UTC. You're listening to a special edition of your program of Smiles Across the Miles, Happy Station. And you know what's nice about this show today is I don't have to be the only one sitting here moaning and droning on for 2 hours, even though I know that I can do it and I can do that very well. But I actually have somebody else with me, somebody who is certainly no stranger to those who listen to PCJ, the one and only Paulette Redwine Macquarie.
Hello, Keith. Stop giving away my secrets.
You know, somebody actually did ask me, Paulette, do you drink a lot of red wine? I say, no, I'm just pulling her leg. She's Paulette's sort of like a, the only way I could describe it, sort of like a female version of Dean Martin.
Thank you. Way to ruin her reputation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Dean Martin had a bachelor pad. Paulette has a bachelorette pad with a bunch of geriatrics. Anyway, Paulette, it's nice for you to be joining me here today, because we have so many things that we have to get to. Now, could you maybe give the listener a little bit, not too much right away, but maybe a little insight to what we have?
You didn't tell me that you were going to ask me this.
I didn't know either. That's the whole point of it.
Well, we're going to have a little bit of barrel organ music, and we're going to have some features on some stars that appeared on Radio Netherlands.
That's right. You know, and we should mention, like, you know, if things sound a little bit, say, rough around the edges today, Paulette, you know, we should tell our listeners that at this very moment, you know, there's like three different time zones, actually more than that, because one of our special guests coming up in the second hour, he's in a different time zone. And also one of the guests that we have in this hour is in a different time zone. So we're going all over the place. You know, for me, I'm just waking up. I'm just waking up in the morning and I have my cup of coffee here. Now, people have said to me, Paulette, oh, you know, he probably doesn't drink coffee. He just says it. No, but I actually have a cup right here and I will tap it. There it is. You see, it really is true. So it's morning for me. And what time is it for you where you are? It's like in the evening, early evening?
Yes. Yes, it is. So right after dinner, and I've got my glass of wine right here, and I'm going to tap it too. You hear that?
There we go. So if any of you listening right now in North America, either on Eastern time zone, Central or Pacific, pick up your glasses and start tapping them in unison. You know, Paulette just gave me an idea. I think, you know, remember that video? Or it wasn't a video. It was a musician. And he created this YouTube opera or something.
Oh, yes.
I think we should do that with tapping of glasses. That'll keep you happy, I think.
Okay, yes, that's better than the traditional North American, at least Ukrainian-Canadian wedding tradition of what happens at a wedding when you tap glasses.
What happens?
The bride and groom have to kiss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's really good that you're in Taipei, I'm in Vancouver, and we're not going to go anywhere near that.
But what let me ask you, what happens if they're not like really happy that day? Do they just kind of like peck each other or what?
Usually on a wedding day, the bride and groom are very happy, so it's never a problem.
Okay,
but it's always very entertaining.
But things haven't gotten out of hand, eh?
They're usually family shows, so no.
Oh, okay, all right. Anyway, let's begin right away with a little bit of barrel organ. So put on your clogs, Paulette. You got your clogs on?
Absolutely.
I've got my clogs ready to go through the cow dung. No, there's no cow dung, because we're going to be talking about tulips. Yes, the Tulips of Amsterdam, played by a barrel organ that's actually from another city in Holland, the city of Rotterdam. And like many barrel organs, this one has a name. The name is translated to English as the Century.
That was the Tulips of Amsterdam performed on the barrel organ named the Century.
Yes, and you know, today's show, there is a barrel organ grinder and a monkey. I am the monkey, and Paulette is the barrel organ grinder.
And I love to grind you, Keith.
I am not even going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole. No. I know that you're feeding me stuff like this just to get a reaction, and I refuse. I just absolutely refuse to do it.
Oh, Keith, you're such a killjoy.
How did you know I killed joy? Anyway, we do have a lot of stuff to get to today. We have a guest that we're going to be speaking to in the second half of the first hour. But the first thing that we're going to have now is just another piece of music, and then we will get right on to today's program. Here's Tom Meyer and Everywhere You Go.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you. Oh, everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Children love you, they seem to know. You bring roses right out of the snow. The whole world says hello. That you bring bunches of roses right out of that snow. Oh, hallelujah, the whole world says hello. Oh, everywhere you go, hello.
Everywhere you go, Tom Meyer, here on this Happy Station special broadcasting to North America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz. And by the way, we will be issuing a special QSL card for this program, but we'll give out the address later on in the show. Now, today is also the final day that Radio Netherlands is doing their broadcast in English. They've added some extra frequencies, and we've added this program to go along with it. So before we get to everything else today, for those who don't know what Radio Netherlands is, Radio Netherlands, well, is the Dutch International Service. At one time, they were called the Dutch World Broadcasting System. Apparently, the Dutch had a system for it. The building that they are in now looks a bit like an airplane, Paulette. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No, I haven't.
It looks like an airplane.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
It is interesting, and it's a fantastic building in Radio City, Hilversum. But before they were in the new building, you know, imagine this, Paulette, you know, in the 1950s, the BBC saying, oh, we're gonna start up a new radio station, a new division of the BBC, but we're not going to build a building. We're going to move into a house.
Okay, a house.
Well, that's what they did, an actual house. After the Second World War, when Radio Netherlands was founded as an organization, there was no building that they can be in. So they actually moved into a house on Botelan in Hilversum, where they remained for more than 10 years before they went into the new building. Now, on the day that they were doing their final broadcast before they were moving everything to the new building, they decided to do a presentation, a special program looking at that old house. Now, it is rather long, so we're only going to take a listen to a few minutes.
And the visit to the old building is presented by John van der Steen with the help of Jerry Cowan.
It's amazing, really, the adventures a house can go through. Probably it was built sometime between 1900 and 1910, as opposed to house a family. Rather big for that, but still, at that time, houses were pretty large. A hall, a living room, a lounge, a dining room, a breakfast room, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, a kitchen, several rooms all over the place, and, of course, the little rooms in the attic for the personnel. The kitchen has, in the meantime, been converted into a studio, and a bathroom into a kitchen. Well, that's all. Sounds very roundabout, but, well, that's the way a radio studio must work, it seems, especially when it comes into a house which was built for an entirely different purpose. And this bathroom, converted into kitchen, is where all these years all the cups of coffee and tea have been prepared. That would be, I just made a quick calculation. And all in all, I got the considerable number of 500,000 cups of coffee and 500,000 cups of tea, which is quite something, as I think you'll agree. Then, for a number of years, there was a boarding school in this house, a girls' boarding school, which is a nice enough thought. Then I don't know what happened during the war, but after the war, Radio Nederland came in, and that was the situation until today. In all those years, 15 years now, the voice of Holland has been speaking to the world from this old house in Hilversum.
Right. What about some music to fit the occasion? Hands Across the Sea. Across the Sea. Now, that music was not only to celebrate, but also to give me some time to think. 1 million cups of coffee and tea. Even considering that John may have exaggerated just a little. Oh, I'm sorry, he hasn't, he says. Well, you see, when Radio Nederland started out, its staff consisted of only 35 people. Since then, a lot has happened. There came more broadcasts in more languages from year to year. No, from month to month, actually, more people joined the staff, and so more and more cups of coffee and tea had to be made. And the house, which looked so large at first, began to burst at the seams, so to speak.
And here we are in the noisiest room of the building. This used to be a balcony, but a roof has been built over it, and three walls along the sides. And now it's a little room where we find the teletype apparatus and where the news from all over the world comes pouring in day and night. The newsroom is right next door, so that's quite a handy arrangement. Now, I brought you in here because it's such a descriptive example of how overpopulated this building really is and of the makeshift arrangements Radio Nederland has had to make in order to create more space. I can remember the days, I told you this used to be a balcony, when we used to sit here in the sunshine to eat our sandwiches and drink a cup of coffee or a glass of milk and look at the squirrels jumping from tree to tree in the gardens around here. Very peaceful, as you can imagine. And talking about peace, listen to it now. That's right, line after line of national and world news. It's all about accidents and armed conflicts, bloodshed, all the terrible things that can happen and do, in fact, happen. On that long strip of white paper that keeps coming out of the teletype machines. Oh, well, I think we'd better get out again. The noise will be getting on your nerves, I suppose. It is on mine, anyway. By tomorrow morning, this teletype room will also have fallen silent. And who knows, perhaps someday, someone may have a wonderful idea and make a balcony out of it.
Garages were converted to studios. Attics became recording rooms. A wooden emergency shed was built to house the maintenance department. And from time to time, entire sections of the organization had to be moved to other houses in the same neighborhood. But the house at number 1 Botolan always remained the soul of the organization.
And here in the cellar, I'm going down the stairs now. You come into a sort of labyrinth, a narrow corridor between a number of cubicles, where there used to be apparatus on which you could listen to discs and tapes, to prepare programs. But that, too, of course, has been taken away. And now here's a door. And through this door you come into... Oh, careful now. There are one, two, three little steps, and this is another part of the cellar with the boiler equipment, you know, the heating arrangement, and yes, there's a little engine here, petrol engine, to be used in case of emergency when For some reason or other, the electricity supply failed. The studios and the turntables, etc., could be switched over on this emergency setup. It worked all right once you had it started, but one night, I remember, there was considerable delay in getting it started, and I can assure you that wasn't particularly pleasant. Well, that was all to be seen here in the cellar. Goodbye, cellar. Goodbye, all the lovely, be it rather stuffy, hours we spent here listening to all those wonderful discs with all that wonderful music on it. And thanks for the memory.
Oh, Keith, that sounds like just a fabulous building. I can't imagine why they'd even want to leave.
Well, just imagine this, you know, the kitchen. The kitchen was turned into a studio. You know, the bathroom became, I don't know, a recording booth. the balcony outside, you know, had a roof put over it and became the newsroom. They had a shed in the back garden. And it was a shed maybe where you'd put gardening tools, and that became where the technicians were. You can imagine what the situation was like, you know, that maybe they started with 30 people and then all of a sudden they had 100 people and, you know, the seven languages on the air, you know, it was very cramped.
Ah, okay, I get it. So practicality trumps sentiment.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a program that they did on the final night that they broadcast from their old building. And I remember visiting it in 1992 on Botolan in Hilversum, and there's a big plaque, a big gold plaque in front of the house now saying this was where Radio Netherlands was founded. Anyway, they moved to a new building on Witkussen in Hilversum, in Radio City, the building that looks like an airplane. And then the first day that they were broadcasting from there, well, John van der Steen came back again, and he did this.
Welcome at Radio Nederland. Hello there. Radio Nederland invites you to follow the music as we're on our way to pay a festive visit to our new studio. All right, so you have arrived at Dutch Radio City Hilversum, and, well, there's a car waiting for you. That's right. You get in. Fine. Now you just sit back and we'll be there in a minute. You don't mind if I leave the radio on, do you? I mean, a bit of bright music is exactly what we need to sort of underline today's atmosphere of gaiety and celebration. So, now we have left the railway station and we are driving through a busy shopping street. What you can hear now is the sound of the marketplace. Yes, and over there we can see a street organ. You know, no Dutch market would be complete without it. I think perhaps we'd better drive along that way so we can hear some of the music as we pass it. Well, everybody seems to be in a mood today, including the local organ grinder. We've now almost left the town center behind us. We pass along a petrol station, and at the other side of the road there's some wonderful houses with beautiful gardens around it. And now we're suddenly out in the open country. There's the railway track running parallel to the road, and to the left, there are some sports fields where the youth of Hilversum come to play football and hockey and so on. And right there now, behind those trees, over there, that's where we'll find our new studio. Just wait a second for that car coming on there. Right, now we turn to the left and there you are. Well, what do you think of it? the new studio of Radio Nederland. There it stands between the dark green fir trees that surround it. A modern building that belongs to this 20th century of ours, made of glass and concrete, following the clean, straight lines of contemporary architectural design. A perfect marriage of method and imagination.
John van der Steen visiting the new building, as it was called, or the new studio, as he mentioned, for Radio Netherlands in Hilversum. You know, Paulette, I think it's time that we have another piece of music. What do you have for us?
Well, up now is Siska Peters and Ronnie Tober, and a song called Naar de Kermis. And Siska and Ronnie had appeared on the Happy Station show back in the 1970s, as you know, probably better than I do. And, of course, they were part of the open house shows. Here they are now, Siska Peters and Ronnie Tober and Naar de Kermis.
Hey, Ronnie, mijn Ronnie, ik had papa beloofd om jou niet.
Mijn Siska, toe trek het je niet aan, want straks is het donker en kun je stiekem gaan.
Hey Ronnie, mijn Ronnie, als dat mijn vader ziet.
Maar Siska, wat denk je, hij merkt dat zeker niet. Ik zet wel een ladder onder aan het raam.
We hebben dat samen al zo vaak gedaan. Vanavond gaan we naar de kermis in de stad. Van de schieten gaan we naar het reuzenrad.
Maar dan wel niet te lang.
Ja, Siska, ik weet het, je vader is niet mis.
Maar dansen met jou is het mooiste wat er is. Vanavond gaan we naar de kermis in de stad. Van de schieten gaan we naar de reuzenrad. Op de kermis, daar is altijd wat te doen. En boven in dat reuzenrad ben jij een zoen.
Ik mis je elke dag, maar ga nou mijn jongen, als pa je hier eens zat.
Tot zo dan, mijn Siska, en hoor je zacht je naam, dan sta ik met mijn ladder onder aan je raam.
Vanavond gaan we naar de kermis in de stad, van de schiet en gaan we naar het reuzenrad. Op de kermis, daar is altijd wat te doen, en boven in dat reuzenrad krijg jij een zoen.
Siska Peters and Ronnie Tober here on this special edition of Happy Station broadcasting to North America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz. Now, I mentioned that we're issuing a special QSL card for those who are tuning to this transmission. Let me give you the address right now, and I'll give it again later on in the program as well. But if you want to get the special QSL card that we have for this program, the address is PCJ Radio, Attention, Happy Station, 8th floor, that's 8th floor, number 47, that's number 47, Lane 31, Lane 31. Sanmin Road, that's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City. You all know how to spell New, Taipei, and City, very easy. Taiwan, with the zip code 22070ROC. Make sure that you give as many program details as possible and that you mention that you want the QSL card. Now, for those who are too young to remember what Radio Nederland was like, we have some clips of some past shows from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They include names such as Neville Gray, Tom Mayer, John Van Der Steen, Jerry Cowan, and many others. Now, Paulette, you listened to those shows. What was your impression? Very innocent sounding, right?
I guess you could use that word, but also very polished and not so much full of themselves like a lot of programming is now. They had a sense, a presence of showmanship, of flair, and I think they had their audience. They had really in mind entertaining their audience, not so much amusing themselves in the process.
But you know, Paulette, one of the interesting things about them, before we get to the clip, is that they really sounded as if they were enjoying themselves.
They did. They sounded like they were having fun. They did sound like, I don't know, it was just a different world, different time.
Well, here it is, a selection of not-so-well-known programs from Radio Nederland from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And by the way, you're going to hear a voice in there, somebody who presented this program for over 20 years, Tom Mayer, but when Tom was working in the Dutch section.
Radio Nederland presents Dutch Light Music. And here is Teddy Scholten, well-known Dutch Light Music singer, to introduce the program.
Hello. Shall we listen to some more Dutch music? This is a composition by the most relaxed and equal-tempered man in Hilversum, Ger van Leeuwen, or Van Leyen as he is called, just to make it easy for you. Whether he likes popcorn, I don't know, but he called this first number Popcorn.
In Canada's centennial year, we look back on 100 years of Dutch emigration to Canada. This is the third and last program in this series, Emigration Today. Fluctuations in post-war emigration to Canada are caused by different factors. What really happened may be best described in the book Thwarted Exodus by Peter Hofstede. He writes, up to 1953, the Canadian economy had shown an increase every year. In autumn of 1953, for the first time, a few signs of friction occurred and an economic reaction set in, which also manifested itself in the labour market. It was given much publicity in the Dutch press. Unemployment had become a stereotype conception in the Netherlands. There is no doubt about it that the waning interest in Canada shown by prospective immigrants was partly due to the influence of this publicity. Another factor was Holland's growing prosperity, which made emigration less attractive. And when, in the beginning of the 60s, a shortage of labour in Holland became significant, a sharp drop in emigration occurred. During the past few years, a rising line in emigration in Canada is noticeable. In the two previous programs on Dutch emigration to Canada, we have heard about the difficult problems faced by the new settlers who arrived in the big wave.
Okay, Speedy, it's time now for a station break.
Aquí Radio Nederland, Hilversum, Holanda.
Come on, Holanda.
All right, Speedy, all right. Now let's try that again. This is Radio Nederland in Hilversum, Holland. All right, Speedy, if you're going to make rude remarks in the lavatory, you might at least close the door. Thank you very much. All right, this next selection is called Everybody's Somebody's Fool. It might almost have been asked for our little friend Speedy. Nasty little man. Four letters for this one, to be sung by Connie Francis. Francis Perez at Candy in Ceylon, Paul Erik Stephenson in Beringbro in Denmark, Alan Ehrlich, who also signs himself WA2GDQ from Brooklyn, New York, USA, and Henrik Kraglund in Hjøring, Denmark.
Zing nog eens dat oude trouwe wijsje. Dat vragen we u vandaag voor de 24ste en laatste keer vanuit Studio 11. Waar u aantreft Tante Leen, Johnny Jordaan, Dick Doorn en de acht maten onder leiding van Johnny Holshuizen. Als dit programma straks afgelopen is, dan hebt u in totaal bijna 200 liedjes kunnen horen. En in deze laatste aflevering komen ook weer enige verzoeknummers voor. En aangezien u, blijkens uw post tenminste, de liedjes uit de tijd van Louis Davids een belangrijke plaats geeft in de liedjes die u graag wilt horen, heeft ieder nummer dat u vandaag gaat horen ergens een band met de familie Davids. Allereerst hoort u Tante Leen en Johnny Jordaan samen in de oorspronkelijke versie van een heel bekend liedje. Dat zijn onze Jantjes.
Dat zijn onze Jantjes, dat zijn onze Jantjes.
We're broadcasting today in the garden of a charming old house, part of which is soon to become a memorial. Vincent van Gogh, of course, is well known as a painter all over the world, and to perpetuate his memory in Holland, an action was begun in June of this year by the Telegraph newspaper in Amsterdam to renovate on a national basis the wing of a small house in the village of Noonan in the province of Brabant, where for a short period Vincent van Gogh lived and worked. Now, to get the family picture straight to begin with, I have with me here at Noonan Mr. Vincent van Gogh, a nephew of the great painter. As a matter of fact, Mr. van Gogh, you bear quite a resemblance to your famous uncle. Now, I wonder if you could tell me, first of all, how and why Vincent came to live here.
Vincent started painting.
Let me take you back in time, back towards the end of the 16th century, to the year 1596. The scene is Amsterdam. The Dam Square was there all right, but hippies were yet a long way out of sight, and the Royal Palace had not yet been built. The old church was there, its bells chiming out the tunes of the hour. I went there again yesterday, just to sample one of those tunes, as they're played nowadays. It was pretty cold as I took my tape recorder to the old church square, now part of Amsterdam's red light district, where the girls sit in the windows of quaint little houses, bathing in the soft glow of rosy lampshades and waiting for the odd, lonely customer out for a good time.
The state visit of Queen Juliana to Great Britain. A Dutch physician who visited England in 1561 found that, as he said it, he had made a right heartily welcome to this famous realm. And that is what Her Majesty Queen Juliana and His Royal Highness Prince Bernard of the Netherlands found this morning at Dover.
music from the international repertoire played by Holland's finest professional military bands. Today we've come to the final program of this series of music on the Dutch bandstand. And so, as a grand finale, we feature all the fine bands whom we've been privileged to hear throughout these concerts. Number one, then, is the Amsterdam Police Band, conducted by Karel Kokelaar, with a composition by Holland's A. Malando, Mambo Timbal.
Hello. I got a pair of scissors here, as you can hear. Piece of paper. And I'm going to cut out a paper man. Leg. Arm. Shoulder. Head. Even a paper man should have a head. And down the other side, other shoulder. Other arm. And down the leg again. See? He's got everything. There you are. There's your paper man. Only thing wrong with it is that when you hold it, you can feel your own fingers through it. Is that thin? Just a silhouette cut out of paper, whose thickness to all practical purposes is non-existent. Our paper man has no body. In fact, he is.
I'm sure you have more talking stock.
Right.
But you had better watch the clock.
Well, did you ever, Miss Burnett?
What a swell body this is.
What? Have you heard about our band?
No, what?
They think you're absolutely grand. What a swell party this was. I'm glad we're here.
Oh, yes, what a atmosphere. Hey,
yeah,
you
what?
Know something?
No.
I feel this sudden urge.
An urge to do what?
To call on Saskia and Serge.
Oh, good idea. Come on, you two.
Without you, we can't do. So here we go. For some on the radio.
Furthermore, to be complete, Los Santillanos, the boys and Pete.
Well, did you ever? What a swell party this was.
La 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 la.
Well, did you ever?
That was a selection of shows from Radio Nederland from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And I'd like to know, of course, how many of you remember that stuff. And if you do, you know, let us know either by email or when you write us for the QSL card that we're offering today. Paulette?
Now, Keith, we have a Radio Netherlands listener, and his name is Victor Gunatelica. He's in Sri Lanka, and he is standing by to talk to us right now.
You know, Victor, the sad thing I just realized, every time that we talk, it's about some station going off the air. We did it a while ago when Deutsche Welle pulled out of Trincomalee after they did some major reductions on their shortwave transmissions. The latest one now is Radio Netherlands. It was just recently announced because of their massive budget cut that their English service is being cut, which kind of makes me wonder, what are they going to do next? Which nobody's been able to give me an answer there. But we don't want to talk about the negative stuff, because Radio Netherlands, Victor, as you know, was one of those stations. It may have been small, just as small as the Netherlands, but it had a very large voice and was one of the most respected international broadcasters in the world. You know Jonathan Marks. You of course, have met Piet Myers. What are some of your fond memories of Radio Netherlands?
Well, my first station as such, international broadcaster, that I got addicted to was Radio Netherlands. Then you used to call it Radio Nederland, and Happy Station and DX Jukebox. And I still remember listening as a teenager to the sign-off of Radio Netherlands after Happy Station with the Dutch national anthem. And it was so special. I got so addicted to it. And it was such a wonderful memory I have of Radio Netherlands. Happy Station, DX Jukebox, His and Hers, and almost all those programs. So they have wonderful early memories. Then, of course, I got involved with the station. The broadcast itself invited to do an Asian DX special for media. Before Media Network, it was DX Jukebox, and the many visits to the station with Jonathan Marks, Andy Sennett, Piet Myers. Oh, it's like my DX home. And also, Keith, the problem is, as you started, Netherlands is a small country, but it had such a massive international influence with its, well, 16th, 17th, 18th century empire. And Sri Lanka was under the Dutch for 150 years. And we still have lots of monuments. One of the finest preserved Dutch forts in Gaul, a southern city. So, you know, Holland is part of Sri Lanka's culture and history. As such, although Holland is a very small country in Europe, it had a huge international, I would say, audience or people who respected it and thought not of the small country in Holland, in Europe. So suddenly, when Radio Netherlands goes off there, it's as if a whole era, 300-400 years of history, and a country which is so important in the world, has finally gone to the backyards of international relations or whatever. So it's very sad, not just Radio Netherlands pulling a switch off, but what it does to Holland in the eyes of the world, and like Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and the many countries whose history is wound with Holland. And that's a sad thing for us.
You know, Victor, one of the things that attracted me to Radio Netherlands when I first heard them in the late 1970s was that Radio Netherlands was one of the most, probably the only way I could describe it is one of the more unusual international broadcasters, because they were very laid back and sounded very friendly. They didn't have, you know, the stodgy BBC sound, or this is an editorial expressing the views of the United States government. It was very laid back, which I think was part of the attraction.
Yes, and the station and the announcers, the editorials or whatever, was successful in conveying that, you know, unbiased, friendly voice reaching out to people. It didn't have an agenda, and the Netherlands wasn't involved anywhere in colonies and all that. That was something of the past. They were keeping in touch with those countries with which it shared 200-300 years of history. So, you know, we reached out to the Netherlands, to Radio Netherlands, as a friendly voice, not as somebody who had an agenda and things like that. So it was unique in that respect.
Let's talk about some of the announcers, because the announcers at Radio Netherlands, they had an incredible roster of announcers going back to, well, to the early days. There was announcers, for example, very respected news announcers like Ginger De Silva, Eric Beauchemin. And they would do, you know, all the serious programs. And then what I always found fun was you'd have Pete Myers. He would do a serious program. And then he would do something else that was completely off the wall.
Well, you mentioned those names and they have become some people who are very personal friends of mine. Pete Myers, he was in Sri Lanka and he used to say, I was made in Sri Lanka because his parents spent their honeymoon in Sri Lanka at the Mount Lavinia Hotel. And, you know, just a few months before Pete passed away, he came back as if to trace his history. And we were sitting at the Mount Lavinia Hotel and Pete was gazing into the Indian Ocean. And I could just sense what was going through his mind. So Pete, he was a great friend, a fantastic broadcaster who had a tremendous flair for broadcasting, as you know, as all of us know. So Pete was so, and Ginger De Silva, oh, one of the finest presenters of documentaries. Then I had the joy of meeting Ginger in Holland. Then Dira Sujan, one of the newer ones, but still with lots of experience in Sri Lanka. Eric Beauchemin, of course, and all these people, they used to come to Sri Lanka to do documentaries on my various visits to Holland, to the Netherlands, to Hilversum. I met most of them, or all of them, I could say. So it's suddenly as if something, a trap door has closed and we are away from all that. So it's very hard for me. Not that I benefited anything after Media Network went off. As a DXer, no, I don't miss Radio Netherlands going off there because it was not DX, it was listening, programming, the joy, the friendly voices on there. It was not a DX station anymore. Mm-hmm. I can look for DX anywhere. So it's a personal loss as a very, very dedicated listener, losing a fine station.
So, Victor, final thoughts. Final thoughts, yes, on Radio Netherlands. I'm going to let you have the final word.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry, because as I always said, through experience, the spoken word on the air can never be replaced with a website. Radio Netherlands, Deutsche Welle, and a few of those strong signals. I would like to add Radio Canada International in the recent past with so many relays was so easy to catch on our radio. And they were one of, I would say, 15 or 20 strong signals that you would come across tuning around on any radio. And what have they done? They have gone to the web and got lost among a million voices or a million websites. So they've lost their unique position. I think we've lost the Netherlands from our radio dials and our minds and our thoughts. And history is really changed with these stations going off the air. I'm so sad, but that's the way I look at it, and that's the way lots of my friends feel, Keith.
Franz Metz and his orchestra with Song of India for all our friends in Southeast Asia.
Now, Keith, this song has some pretty interesting roots. Did you know?
No, I know that it was a big band classic.
Yes, we've got Tommy Dorsey, who pretty much popularized the arrangement that we heard, but it actually originally was called Song of the Viking Guest.
Song of the Viking Guest? Are you serious? It sounds like, is it from Iceland?
Actually, the origins of this song are from a Russian opera composed by Rimsky-Korsakov. And originally was called Song of the Viking Guest, then it was changed to Song of Indian Guest, and then it became the Song of India. And that's what we just heard. Fabulous song.
It is, you know, and it makes me want to go and try to find the original now to see how close it sounds to the big band swing arrangement.
Well, for a future show.
Well, Paulette, you know, we're closing off the first hour, so we're going to end with a song that Tom recorded many, many years ago called The Happy Station Song. And the lyrics, Paulette, imagine this, you know, you're going to write a song, right? And a listener sends in some lyrics for you.
Okay.
Well, no, that's what happened. And I can't remember her name right now. I think I have it written down some. Oh, yes, I do have it written down. I got to pull it out of this envelope that I'm. There we go. Here it is. Ah, the listener that Tom had, her name was May O'Higgins. And she was a well-known Irish composer. And she said, well, how about having a song for Happy Station? And Tom basically said on the air, well, if you want to write it. And guess what? She did.
Well, in that case, that sounds great.
It sounds great. So here's Tom Mayer with the Happy Station song. But stay tuned because we have more, a lot more, coming up in our second hour.
Station show, calling listeners everywhere. It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico. Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show.
This is Radio Miami International, broadcasting on 9,955 kilohertz.
Show, calling listeners everywhere. It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico. Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show. The Sunday Happy Station Show.